You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. So the Washington Wizards off to a 7-3 start. I have a new coach, Russell Westbrook, who was so important to the team last year, was shipped off. They're a deeper team. And join us right now to talk about the hot start. It's our pal Tony Massenburg, covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. What's up, Tony?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Tony, I had to tell you, I'm surprised by the start myself. I was in the tank kind of for Westbrook and watched them the second half of the season when they were on fire, and I didn't think that they would be better off being deeper but without a star. How did you see it going in, and are you surprised by the start?
Well, like a lot of people, guys, I'm a little surprised by the start because I didn't have this team winning or having this record at this point in the season, because you're talking about 8 new guys, and again, you lose an all-star like Russell Westbrook, walking triple-double, and you, in return, you get back a bunch of pieces, solid pieces at that. These are guys that have had experience in the league and seemingly just needed an opportunity, and I think a lot of the credit has to go to Wes Unseld Jr. because he's done a good job of putting these guys in the right position and utilizing the depth and making the right adjustments over the course of some of these games he's won. So I give him as much credit as I give the guys that are actually out there playing.
Yeah, the thing I'm impressed about here is, Tony, is the chemistry, because they've won 7 of 10 and they've got 5 or 6 new players and kind of throwing them all together, especially with a star player like Bradley, the chemistry must be working really well, you know, because these guys hadn't played with it.
Well, I'm also impressed with the defense. The defense has been amazing.
Well, the two things that you guys just brought up, the chemistry and the defense, that's what I'm talking about when you've got a coach who is a good communicator and great strategically. And what happens is when coaches can relate to players and they put out a strategy that the players themselves believe in, then once that happens, everybody starts to buy in, and there's a level of trust with the coaching staff that really allows these guys to go out and play free. And lastly, I'll say this. When you are a player in a new situation and when you see other guys earning their right to be on the court, meaning he's holding everybody accountable from Bradley Beal on down, that sets the tone for the type of philosophy you want to have in your organization, because now guys understand that if I go out and do my job, I should be rewarded based off of how everybody's being treated. And when guys feel like you're going to be treated fair and that you're going to get a real opportunity based off your play, that's what enables guys to go out and play hard for you. And it also keeps dissension from creeping in amongst the ranks.
All right, so let's get into some of the additions. Montrezl Harrell was a 6-man of the year 2 seasons ago, kind of buried in the rotation there with the Lakers. It just didn't work out. He's been a monster so far. Talk about what you see from Montrez and where his role is going to be when they get a guy like Thomas Bryant back.
Well, I think Trez's role is not going to change when Thomas Bryant comes back. He's really the guy who basically is the face of this franchise. Yes, Bradley Beal is the guy. But when you talk about the personality that this team wants to be and the guy who's really the fan favorite right now, it's definitely Montrez. You look at the way he plays, his style of play, his aggressiveness.
He's a fighter.
The fact that he's an undersized post player, and he just plays with a lot of toughness and a lot of heart. And guys are buying into that. And he's also a leader. And so As he goes some nights, you're going to see the team go, and that's how you know that he's one of the real personalities and one of the real leaders on this team.
What have you noticed about Coach Unsell Jr., his in-game strategies as compared to Scotty from last year? What's the main main difference? I mean, he's got obviously a bunch of different players, but what's the main difference in terms of the coaching strategies?
Well, to me, and again, Coach Brooks didn't have this particular team.
Right.
And I'm not going to bash Coach Brooks in a negative way, but just the difference that I can see right now, it just seems to be the chemistry on the team. And also the fact that when I look at those in-game adjustments, he's made the right ones. And that's not easy for any coach. And that's, again, that's no disrespect to the last coaching staff, because there are 29 other teams in the league and 29 other coaches sometimes don't always make the right adjustments. I have seen Wesley Unsell Jr. in his first year make the right in-game adjustments, play personnel, go with the feel. In other words, you may have a starter sitting on the bench and you're coming down to the last 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes of the fourth quarter and the game is tight. Well, you naturally sub that starter back in. But if you have a good thing going and you've got one of your reserves in and he's playing well and everything seems to be clicking, you don't make that substitution just to get a starter back in the game. So he keeps he has a great feel for what's going on in the moment, and he makes the proper adjustments off of that. So I've been very impressed by what I've seen from him.
I've been impressed with Kuzma on the boards. How surprising are you that he's almost double-digit boards right now? You know, he's had a couple big games, 16, 17 rebounds. I did not expect that from Kyle Kuzma.
I did not expect that from Kyle Kuzma either. I was thinking of Kyle Kuzma more as a scorer, and I knew that he would have to defend the three spot, which we've had some problems here in D.C. For years defending that spot. So he's a guy that's really not only giving you some solid defense and consistent offense since the season started, but like you just said, he's really been one of the better rebounders at that position that we've had here in a very long time. And that is a difficult position when you talk about the small forward position. It is not an easy position to defend or play because of the high skill level and the size of guys at that position.
I mean, it's only 10 games, but he's basically doubled his career average. His career average in boards is about 5.5, and he's pretty much doubled it. So, I mean, it's a long year, and he might not end up at 9.5, but he's playing
really
well.
Right, right. And you're right. It is a long year, but it is an encouraging sign to see him hitting the boards this hard this early.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is an unknown. This is interpretation, but, you know, a lot is made of Bradley Beal, his contract situation, how long he's going to be here. Is he happy? All right. This is just a Tony Massenburg vibe looking at him. Is he happier now with this band of brothers than he was with a big time number two like he had last year with Russell Westbrook?
Well, I think he's different. And that's what he says. He's different. He doesn't have to score 30 points a game in order for this team to win. In fact, he can score 26, 25 points a game. And if he raises his assist, one assist or two, then the team is going to be better off of that because they have more depth around him. And therefore, there's no need for you to rely on him to get every bucket or give you literally 30-plus every night. So for him, what he's saying is that with this team and their depth and the fact that he can sit sometimes and rest, it keeps him ready in the fourth quarter, and what he's committed to is giving a better defensive effort, and that takes energy. And if he has energy left to do that because he hasn't had to shoulder the entire scoring load for the entire game, then the team is going to be better for that, particularly in the fourth quarter. And so that's what he's concentrating on now, making sure that his teammates are involved, making sure that the ball moves. That's the most important thing for the Wizards offense is ball movement, because they do have good spot up shooters. And when that ball moves, they get good looks and they get high percentage shots. So the game has actually gotten easier for Brad now by utilizing his teammates, taking less shots and basically relying on the ball movement to get him the shots that he wants. And then he has energy also at the end of the games, not just to defend, but also to close.
Well, you talk about his defense, you could just see that the commitment is there from him. But I wonder, is that part of the reason why the three-point shooting is off? Is that just sort of an early season anomaly? Is it because he's bringing the ball up more? And I don't know, maybe he's taking it more off the dribble. I don't know. Why do you think his three-point shooting is down?
Well, because he's playing different. And yeah, some of that is he's still figuring out his teammates. And he's also figuring out where the sweet spots are for him. Because what he doesn't want to do is play one-on-one basketball and just hold the basketball and try to break his guy down and then take a contested shot. He likes the ball to move offensively because when that happens, there's a good chance that he won't have to work as hard to get a shot.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Tony Massenburg, you played a lot of years in the league. I think you were drafted a couple years after Scottie Pippen, all right? You broke into the league in 1990. We just were talking about Scottie Pippen stills kind of throwing barbs at Michael Jordan, is bitter at The Last Dance and all that sort of thing. How did you see Scottie as a player?
Yeah.
Player's perspective. What was your perspective of just Scottie Pippen as a player?
Scottie Pippen was an awesome player. He was the quintessential two-way guy. And a guy that you saw had tremendous potential when he came into the league. I think it was 87 was his first year. Mm-hmm. And when he got there, you're saying, okay, this potentially could be a guy that can help Mike get things going in Chicago. And because you knew that he brought the intangibles, he brought great defense, particularly on the perimeter. He was a guy that could play the point guard position at 6'7", almost 6'8". And so you saw his versatility, you saw his athleticism, and then a couple of years down the road, you started to see the offense start to come into play, and now you start to develop that Batman and Robin type of duo. And so for us as players, we saw that Scottie was actually benefiting from playing with Michael because he was getting better. And defensively, you saw that Scottie was so elite that you can only imagine in practice when those guys had chances to guard each other, they literally fed off each other and made each other better in that regard. And so it wasn't long before you knew that they were the best duo in the league. And as they continued to put the pieces around them, you could see what was happening. And once they got it going and went into that run, if you were a guy that was playing in the NBA in the 90s, I mean, when the Chicago Bulls came to town, you knew it was a show. And you knew that you were going to have your hands full with these two because MJ was something you had never seen on a basketball court, and Scottie seemed to be the perfect complementary player to him.
So you didn't cross paths with him. You played with the Rockets with Barkley, right?
Yeah, Scottie was never my teammate. I had to guard Scottie for a year or so. I played small forward 1 year in Philadelphia. I've always been a traditional power forward and center.
But I can't even imagine you as a small forward.
Yeah, I did. I played it. I actually had a lot of fun playing it because it was just different for me. And what happened was I was playing for Coach John Lucas, another Maryland guy. Mm-hmm. And first of all, we were terrible. This was the year before Allen Iverson was drafted. So the Sixers had literally 12 free agents. So you can about imagine what that locker room was like. So what John Lucas decided was I'm just going to play my best five. And he started his best five players and put me at the small forward, and we just filled in guys around us. Now, we didn't have very much success because we just were not a good team, and that's the reason why they got Allen Iverson the next year.
So do you agree that, getting back to the Pippen thing, do you agree or do you have a problem with Pippen as a top 50 all-time player?
Absolutely not. No, Scottie is definitely top 50. When you talk about talent, you talk about what he brought to the game, yeah, he is definitely a top 50 guy. You'll get no argument from me on that.
What about how he was portrayed in Last Dance? That seems to be a big part of his beef. He didn't like the way they were kind of just portrayed as, you know, Michael Jordan's little, you know, sidekicks.
Well, I think that's a byproduct of playing with Michael Jordan. Right. I think if you play with MJ and for some reason MJ's team doesn't win, then it's because of his teammates. Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying? And if when they win championships is obviously because of MJ. So I think that a lot of that, some of those things are media driven to create a story. But I will also say that I know from, you know, personal experience from guys that have played with MJ, mm-hmm. he can sometimes be difficult as a teammate. That's just the way it is. It's a different time frame now. There are things that are said to people that you can't say anymore. And sometimes, you know, when you play with some of the great ones, you know, they're driven on a level that, you know, a lot of people aren't. And that can rub people the wrong way sometimes.
Who was the most driven teammate that you had during your career?
Oh, man. Driven.
You played with a lot of different teammates.
He did.
A lot of guys. Yeah.
The championship
you know
team.
Yep. You know what? The guy that I think that worked the hardest that I played with was probably Karl Malone. I got an opportunity to play with Utah in 2000 and it was 2002, 2003 yep. season, yep. which actually was John Stockton's last season. And I got, you know, would really relish the chance to play with him because I always thought he was great, even though I hated him when he was on the other team because he set the best back screens for a point guard that you have ever seen. I mean, he was great at screening bigs and getting Karl open underneath the basket. But as a teammate, man, I loved it because he would find you no matter where you were on the court. And you could see why he's considered one of the best point guards of all time. So, but as far as the guys that were driven, it was definitely Karl Malone.
What about Duncan, Tim Duncan?
Tim Duncan is definitely driven. Yeah. I'm going to call Tim the most talented player that I ever played with. When I think about what I had to deal with some days in practice, you know, I would beat the hell out of this guy sometimes, and he would still make shots on me. And the expression on his face never changed. And he was just one of the most pleasant teammates I ever had. I mean, Tim Duncan is one of the nicest guys you will ever meet. And you know, you won't find anybody that's ever met him and spending time with him that'll tell you different.
So you were, when you were a freshman at Maryland, Lenny was a senior, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, I know you know how great a player he was. What was he like as a person? Did he treat the freshmen well? Was, you know, were you in awe of him at that time? What was that dynamic like?
Well, now you just hit a nerve because I absolutely was in awe. I mean, I spent an entire year being in awe. Mm-hmm. That is the reason why I went to the University of Maryland to begin with, because of him and because of Coach Lefty Giselle, whom I really wanted to play for.
Right.
And Lenny as a teammate was a quintessential big brother. He was a great teammate. He loved his teammates. You know, he gave you good advice. He would show you things on the court. He would tell you how to improve your game. And he was funny. You know, he had a great sense of humor. Coolest guy I've ever been around. Just a real quintessential superstar. The first superstar I was ever around. Mm. And a guy that had a level of humility. You know, he had so many people that loved him. It's just unfortunate that people didn't really get to know the kind of person that he was. Yeah, he was an unbelievable talent as a basketball player. And I hate that we didn't get to see him at the next level. But as a person, he was a great guy.
And should mention that you wrote a book with Walt Williams, The Wizard, Lessons from Lenny, The Journey Beyond a Shooting Star, which you can still get on Amazon.
Yep, still get on Amazon. And what that book highlights is just the positive influence that he had on me and Walt Williams, who was a high schooler at the time. Mm-hmm. And Walt never met Lenny. Well, he did play against Lenny in a pickup game one time when he was 15 years old. Uh-huh. But he didn't play with Lenny at the University of Maryland, didn't formally meet him, but was so inspired by him that he still came to the University of Maryland and stayed at the University of Maryland after some things happened. So that's what we talk about, was that positive inspiration that he was for not just him and I, but tons of other people, tons of other Maryland basketball players that came behind me were inspired by Len Bias.
Man, I could talk to you all day. You probably got great stories.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm a walking basketball encyclopedia,
buddy. By the way, your roster on that Sixers team, that Sixers team had, you played with Sean Bradley, Derek Coleman, Clarence Witherspoon, Stackhouse. Yeah. That was an interesting team.
Oh, man, one of the craziest teams I have ever been on. We didn't win very many games, but we had a good time because we had some real characters on our team.
Yeah, I bet.
I bet all those right, road trips are
appreciate
interesting.
It. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it, buddy.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you for having me.
All right, Tony Massenberg on the Wizards, who have a game tonight. They're off to a 7-3 start. Remember, we got Ryan Zimmerman from your Washington Nationals joining us at 9:40 here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. EB, you missed this. I told the guys during the break, and it's still blowing me away. Just received an email from somebody we used to work with like 25 years ago. And Tammy still works in radio.
You got an email from Tammy?
Yes, yeah. She reached out to me to promote the book, Still Barking. She does radio in Ocean City. I think it's Ocean 98.
Oh, really?
Is the station.
You're kidding.
And she wants me to go on the...
Promotions director? Then?
I'd have to look at the job title.
I almost wondered what she did. So I know she lives in that area.
I'd have to look at her job title. But this is what blew me away.
I didn't know she was still in radio.
This is what blew me away. So when we started, I can't remember the exact name of the show, but the story of our show is EB's now mother-in-law saw this cable access show and said, this kind of reminds me of you and your friends. You guys should... You know, maybe do something like this. Mm-hmm. Well, when we started our show in 1995, there was a show called The Green Light.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Of course. Yeah.
And that was Tammy's brother.
Yes.
She wrote me this email and says her brother is still doing the show.
He's still doing The Green Light and Bowie Cable Access?
That blew me away.
He's hilarious.
Hey, good for him, man.
Refresh my memory on what that was about.
It was just kind of goofy. He was like funny. He was like a quirky kind of guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't quirky like the other guy that like ran
Strange
the station.
Encounters.
Yeah. But he was a funny guy. Yeah. Like, her brother was funny. So it was just like...
It just blew me away. Yeah. What if we never did radio? Would we be doing 25 years of cable access?
Hell no.
No way.
He's been going at it for 25 years.
Impossible.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Because we like doing it. But it's
25 years worth with no real payoff, just doing it for kicks and for fun.
Ego. I mean, but what we liked, the problem is that we really required a lot of effort. We had to have like my in-laws and, you know,
we're doing cameras.
Family friends doing cameras. And my sister and... Yeah, yep. We relied on a lot of people.
Yeah. She's an account executive, Ocean 98.
Oh, gotcha. So she sells.
Yeah. It was nice that she reached out to me. It was very cool. Two paragraphs and the thing would jump out at me. My brother is still doing Green Light on Buoy Cable Access.
That's amazing. I didn't even know that this station still exists.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I've driven by, like where we used to do the show. I mean, they moved Buoy City Hall.
The new City Hall, silly.
Yeah, they built a nice new City Hall.
No way. They probably still do it at the old building.
The Nubs.
I've been to that
like
City
an elementary
Hall.
School.
I've had my photographs.
That's right. You were displayed.
Displayed there. Whatever you call that. My art cakes.
Yes, it's on display. One of Bowie's finest.
They do like every 2 months or something, they do a different theme. And once or twice, one of my photos I submitted and it got accepted.
Ah.
And so, I mean, it's like a real art gallery in there.
Okay, if you say so.
I'm serious.
It's right across from Best Buy cakes. If you wanted to know where it was, you know where the Best Buy is? Bowie Town Center?
Yeah, I know where that is, sure.
So right across, they built the City Hall. It's really nice.
Okay.
We used to do our cable access show from the old City Hall, which was like an elementary school. But anyway, that blew me away.
Remember the time we were, I can't remember if it was before the first cable access show or the first radio show when we all sat in your kitchen and did a shot of.
I'm sure that was for cable access.
Was it?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we did that?
Vaguely, yeah.
We were so nervous that we all did a shot of, I don't know, Jack Daniels or something.
Uh-huh. It couldn't have been anything expensive.
I do.
I don't really remember that.
It was fun. I remember, mildly nervous.
I may have been working a double shift at Toys R Us.
I think it was the cable access.
It was the cable access.
Because we wouldn't have done the shot and then gotten our cars and driven all around the Beltway.
No.
We would have waited until we got to the station to do it.
Right.
But that was, I remember doing that. I remember it was like it was yesterday. We were all nervous, and we were like, yeah, let's go. Let's get all pumped up, and we did a shot.
So,
shot in the beer, shot in the beer.
Rag has this article about growing buzz about Mitch Trubisky. How would Mitch Trubisky in a Washington football team uniform make you feel?
Where's the buzz coming from?
I don't know.
That would be minimal.
Remember Chris
buzz.
Trapasso from CBS noise. Sports
Whatever fart
said that they were apparently looking
Valdez.
At him before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And he, signed a one-year deal with the Bills as a backup?
Probably.
I mean, if you do that,
if you draft Matt Corral
and you play Trubisky for a year, fine. But, I mean, that's just going to be another torturous year. By week six, we'll be punting again. It'll be an effing disaster. It's going to be anyway. But, I mean, that's a guarantee.
Correct.
That's a guarantee.
If they're going to go
you can't
veteran
get excited.
Route, they've got to swing for the fences. It can't be a, hey, here's our veteran, Mitch Trubisky.
There are three big swings they can make. Four, potentially.
Rodgers.
Watson.
Wilson. Who's the fourth?
Carr. Those are your four vets that you just go for it.
Yeah,
go for it.
Mitch Trubisky
You're not going to get any of those guys.
I'm
probably
just saying,
not.
Those are the ones you... Anything other than those guys is just going to be fart noises.
It's very
I would agree. Trubisky doesn't get you excited. I think he's better than what they got. That's just my opinion, but he doesn't get you excited. He's not going to win Super Bowl
What's his war? Like, you know, 0.2 or something? He's going to win you an extra quarter of a game
probably
or something?
Probably not even that.
Yeah. I mean...
I don't know. I wouldn't get excited about that. Like you said, you can swing for the fences and... trade a bunch of picks and players for a big name, or you just draft a guy, find a bridge, and then that'll be your season.
This is a big what if. What if Ryan Fitzpatrick plays down the stretch and plays well? Now, I know
he's not going to play.
I said it's
I don't
a what
think
if.
He's gonna
it's
play.
Like a 5 or 10% chance.
Okay, even if he plays well, all right, you bring him back, he's still a bridge.
It's just too late. It's just too late. Yikes.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just holding out for my guy Fitz. I'm carrying a torch for my guy.
I've never met anybody who wants to see Ryan Fitzpatrick as much as Cakes does.
Ryan Fitzpatrick just wants to be vindicated.
I just want to win my argument, and it's an incomplete at this point.
I don't know. I think people had a lot of hope for Ryan coming in
in the season.
And then you didn't get to see what he could deliver.
Yeah. I did. I wanted to see the veteran.
He could come back for the last 5 or 6 games.
I don't think the record.
I think it's very plausible.
Yeah, I think it's doable.
Maybe.
I don't think it's plausible based on.
It'll be interesting if he does come back.
Crutches still. That means. Yeah. He's light years away from coming back.
At his age, it's going to be tougher to rebound. But I don't think the record would be any different.
I think they might have one more win.
All right, maybe one. But they wouldn't be over 500 with Fitz.
No. We didn't have them over 500 before the season.
No. I did.
These two guys did.
No, I did. But again.
I was talking about me and Jason.
Remember, the defense was catastrophically worse than it was supposed to be. Everyone whiffed on... projecting the defense out. Sure, some people were more attentive to the fact that they'd played backup quarterbacks last year and they might not be as good as we thought, but nobody thought for the first 6 weeks of the season they'd be effing 32nd in the league.
I didn't think, personally, that Chase Young would take a step backwards in year two. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Took like 5 steps
I thought he was going to be a 12 to 15 sack guy. Turns out, he'll be lucky to be a 5 sack guy.
Yeah. He's on pace... for 3.5.
Right.
3.5?
He's going to have more than 3.
Now, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that in one of these games he goes crazy and has 3 or 4 sacks. And
by the way, what if he finishes with 3.5?
If I set the total right now at 6.5, would you go under or
under?
Over?
I would go under. Now, I don't know. He could get them in a bunch.
I would go over. I bet on the talent that at some point it's going to break through. I go over, but not by a lot.
Jason,
he'll have more than 3.5.
What if he plays 17 games and he finishes with 4 sacks?
Gigantic waste of a pick.
Two in the second half, and he had 1.5 in the first half.
That would be a big whiff.
We used to be unsatisfied when Kerrigan would get like a quiet 11.
Right.
Be unsatisfied.
That would be a big
whiff. Give you 9 or 10, you'd be like, this is just not good enough.
He's going to have more than that,
though. How about if he has less than 7, it's
a big whiff.
Hold on. Anything under 10 is a massive disappointment.
Definitely.
Under 10 is a huge disappointment.
Unless he strips some quarterbacks, causes fumbles, pressures,
gets some interceptions.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Well, he hasn't done any of that.
I know.
I mean, a couple.
So I could waive the stat. If he's doing those other things, but he's not.
Right. How far behind are they from the record, EB? I thought you were keeping track.
Yeah, they're running.
Montez Sweat's giving you 4.
Yeah,
36.
Now he's out for a month.
I think they're
really behind the pace.
I think they're 35 behind. They got to really pick up the pace.
Yeah, they're
35 behind the tandem record.
35. So
and then Sweat's not going to play for a month,
right?
I mean. Chase's got a lot of work.
Chase could get 17 in 9 games.
Chase could get 4 a game.
If Chase gets
4 a game, they can get there.
They may not reach 15 as a unit. 15.
You know, it gets back to Chase that we're just kind of like goofing on him and we're hard on him, right?
Sure.
You know it gets back to him.
Sure.
You would think his pride would kick in at some point and like even more effort and even more dedication and even
What if he's not good enough? What if the reality isn't, look, I don't know. I didn't watch Ohio State watch snaps. Didn't he have one game where he had like 6 sacks against one opponent? Then he got shut out by like another really good offensive
Wisconsin.
Tackle.
It was
like, so maybe his sacks were skewed. Like we got to look at the context.
Well, they do say that when he played some of the sort of the elite players that he maybe didn't do nearly as well.
Yeah. Like you know he played the kid from Northwestern, he didn't.
It's kind of I don't want to make this comp, but those numbers comps kind of the same as, well, Haskins threw for 50 touchdowns at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. He's got to be good in the pros. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be Haskins-level bust, because he would have to be spectacularly bad.
Well, he's already accomplished more than Haskins will ever accomplish.
He was defensive rookie of the year. So, but I mean, unless he gets 10 or more sacks this year, 2021, massive failure for Chase Young.
I remember you being really hard on Montez Sweat as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
7 sacks. Then he followed that up with 9 last year.
I was pleasantly surprised last year.
1.5 for Chase Young right now.
Yeah.
I mean, and we know he didn't sniff Tom Brady last year.
No.
It's gonna
probably not
going to
happen. So like, do you think he's going to sack Tom Brady this week? I doubt
it. If I set it at a half a sack, what would you do?
He's not going to go anywhere.
Brady almost never gets sacked. How many times has Tom Brady been sacked?
I will bet you $1.
I think it's 12 times.
Because I'm not very confident. I'll bet you $1.
That's one a game.
The Chase has a sack against Tom Brady. I'll just bet $1.
I'll take it.
Right. I'll bet $1.
I'm in. Oh, okay. I want a piece.
You got in then.
Okay. I'll take all comers. Anybody wants to take it?
All right. I'll bet you.
Booked.
You already owe me dollars anyway, so it's just
I'm sure I probably do.
Free money. Okay. Yeah.
Hello. I've never seen guys so horny for a $2 bill. I had a $2 bill in my pocket, and they're trying to get dollars for their Squid Burst game.
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, I actually have dollars because my guy Koki, the realtor, that's his bit. He sends you a birthday card with a $2 bill every birthday." And these guys, he was like, "I'm going to save this for 5 years."
I'm just showing this to you guys because I can't get it back into the StreamYard. They won't let me in. I don't know what's happening, but.
Why so horny for a $2 bill?
Here's why. Because it's weird. A $2 bill's weird to see out in the wild. You don't see them a lot.
Mm-hmm. I used to get kind of sized when I would get one somehow.
It's kind of an anomaly.
I would feel kind of weird spending it.
Yeah, I'm not spending
this. I'd rather it have a...
I'm going to go put this in my safe at home.
Right.
So when some guy comes and robs me, he says, take me to the safe, open it up, he's going to get a silly $2 bill.
Right.
All right, we got Ryan Zimmerman joining us next.
I like him when they have a zero next to him.
But I need to let people know, roughly 300,000 people in the D.C. area work for the federal government, and those agencies have shifted many of their staff to remote work status. with a complete range of contract vehicles and proven remote work solutions from Impress and Dell Technologies, your agency can minimize risk, maximize IT efficiency, and help employees be more productive. Not sure which solution is right for you? Let's start a conversation on how Impress can help. Learn more at ImpressTechnology.com. That's ImpressTechnology.com, an SBA certified HubZone company and Dell federal partner.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's our pal Ryan Zimmerman, Nationals first baseman. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Ryan, hey, can man. We bet on you real quick?
Ooh, let's bet.
The guys are like doing this goofy game during the breaks where they bet $1.
Yeah, it's dumb.
They bet on like Starburst colors.
Yes, correct. That's nobody it. Cares.
They let's bet on. Let's bet.
They
on
open
Zim.
Up. That, this is what they do. Zim. They open up the little mini packets of
the two
Starburst.
Pack. Yeah. Two Starburst. Yeah.
And if you get both colors right, you win the pot. Right? Is that the way it goes?
Correct. Yes.
That's
if
what they
don't,
do.
Then the pot keeps building.
Right.
Right.
And I think they're up to about $20 in the
oh,
pot.
Oh, it's a massive pot, Ryan.
They're just degenerate.
All right. Here's the question. Don't answer it yet. Has right. Ryan Zimmerman watched Squid Game?
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
Hold on, don't say anything.
Doesn't have to watch the whole series, okay. Just one
Has
episode.
Has he watched any of Squid Game?
Yes.
I'm in on...
Yes.
Don't answer, Ryan. I'm in
I'm
on yes.
I'm in on yes.
I'm in on no.
I'm in on yes.
Too much going on at the house with the kids. Heather's pregnant. I mean, just too much going
no.
on. He's got to play golf all the time.
Nah, what the, but you can watch Squid Games whenever, right?
It's yeah,
a Netflix.
Anytime, anytime
is it a Netflix
watch.
Show?
Yes.
I don't even know
Netflix.
What it is.
All right. I'm probably wrong.
I'm going to say yes.
All right, Zim?
All right, first of all, that's a ridiculous amount of Starbucks. You guys have, or not Starbucks, Starburst. You guys have a problem.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
You're right.
And the answer on Squid Game is no.
Oh,
right. Because he's
Damn
dollars.
It.
Because he's cool.
There are no dollars.
What do you mean no dollars?
We just started Succession.
Succession. Right,
you
were just talking
really
about
good.
That.
Yeah, I've heard that's really good.
We're like three episodes in. The first one's a little slow. But now it's starting to ramp up a little bit. So go ahead.
Is there an embarrassing show that you've watched with your wife because your wife likes it?
Embarrassing show that my wife likes? Not really.
Like The Bachelor. Are you a Bachelor
that's
guy?
Not that
oh, you know what? No, you know what I do watch with her and the girls actually is Dancing with the Stars. So I don't know if that's embarrassing, but
there's been a time where
like watched a lot of times we'll eat dinner and then before the girls go to bed we'll watch like half of it. Both the girls love all the dancing and stuff, so I'll sit in there and watch it with them. But
I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, but I saw on Twitter that Iman Shumpert, the former NBAer,
yeah.
is just an amazing dancer.
Is he?
Yeah, he's pretty good, and his partner's like she's like 5'4", so he's like 2 feet taller than her.
Right.
It's pretty crazy
yeah.
to watch.
Is Shumpert out of the league? I have no idea.
I think he's out of the league.
He's been out of the league for a while.
I'm pretty sure he's out of the league.
Oh, Zim, we had a conversation. I don't know if you saw. Barry Svrluga had an article in the Washington Post and basically saying the learners should just give Juan Soto $500 million right now.
Yeah. Think about that.
Can you even fathom that?
Well, I mean, that's where sports is going. I mean, look what Mahomes got. Look, I mean, you know, I think – you know, these teams are starting, you know, they have algorithms, they have data for everything. You know, you're starting to see the longer you wait to sign people, the more expensive it gets. But I think so many people just think, you know, how much does Juan Soto give them value on the field? But, you know, how many people read that article in the Washington Post because Juan Soto's name was in it? And how many, you know, there's a lot of other things that he brings attention to the Nationals organization.
Sure.
That is essentially free marketing for the Washington Nationals. So, you know, people think that it's just what he does on the field, which you're not going to get $500 million unless you're a stud on the field. But, you know, the Patrick Mahomes and you know, the Steph Currys, and they bring immeasurable value off the field and for the organization that people don't always put in that equation. So I think the normal fan doesn't understand that, you know, the Washington Nationals are getting free, you know, free clicks or free whatever you want to call it in that world where they quantify that by having Juan Soto going to the All-Star game every year, doing the Home Run Derby, being a top five jersey seller. So, I mean, a lot of those things go into that too.
No doubt. And you'll appreciate this because I know you're a hockey guy. And to me, he's the closest thing to Ovi that we have outside of the Caps, right? Like, he could be Ovi. Like, he's lovable. He's got this great personality. He's one of the best players in the game. Like, do you see that similarity?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think that's, you know, the greatest thing about Ovi is, you know, I mean, he has the legit chance to be the best goal scorer of all time in the history of the NHL. And, you know, we've become so accustomed to him as, like, you know, great personality, you know, and it's fun. It's been fun to watch his career change throughout the years. But, yeah, I mean, Juan has a chance. I mean, he's going to be, you know, he's a finalist for the MVP this year. He, you know, he's 22, I think, maybe 23.
And personality wise, I feel like he's similar, like just like a lovable, fun loving, loves the game kind of guy.
Yeah. And I think he's going to get a little bit more, I don't want to say more like what he does on the field, but more comfortable maybe doing some stuff around the city, more comfortable getting involved with some more things. I mean, he speaks great English already, which is awesome. You know, he worked hard at that. I mean, he's one of those guys that he just enjoys being around sports and baseball and other people. And he's just a really positive, you know, positive attitude, which is kind of nice in this day and age, to be honest with you.
Hey, Zim, if you don't want to answer this, no comment, but was your deal, the big deal you signed with the Nats, was that any of that deferred?
Yes. I can tell you, you can look it up online. Sure.
What percentage was deferred? Half of it?
I deferred $10 million. So
Okay.
For the first 5 years, whenever I retire, I get paid $2 million a year. Technically last year if I wouldn't have played, I would have made more money. So I just loved baseball so much, I made less money last year. So that's cool.
That's hilarious.
Some guys like that stuff. Some guys don't. You know, for me, I think getting money when you're done playing and kind of
pretty cool
helping out. Yeah, I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, we got to get you on more time. Yeah,
we got to go. We'll see you soon. Hopefully, we can get you here in studio
talk
soon.
Talk Drab. Will you promise? Drab, with him on a line.
We'll get you a ride and everything.
You'll talk to him about getting him a ride here and all that. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I'll get in there. You know, sometime here, either in early December before Christmas, I'll come in for a little while.
Perfect.
And we can talk about everything.
Cool. Perfect. Right. Perfect.
Sounds great.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Thanks, Sam. Talk to you again soon.
All right, boys. Talk to you later.
Next week. See you, bro.
All right, we're going to hook up the listeners right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a Fandango code to check out the movie King Richard, plus a $50 Dick's Sporting Goods gift card. So call in to win that. You can watch Will Smith in the story about Venus and Serena featuring Richard Williams.
Hey, I have no idea the cost of this. Like, if I was on The Price is Right, I would have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm looking at EB because he's the tennis aficionado here.
Mm.
How much does it cost now to buy just a can of tennis balls?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe $3.50 or something.
Oh, I think it's more than that.
I was going to say $10.
$5 by the case.
I'm going to say $5 or $6 if you go into CVS.
It's not that much?
It's like $4 maybe.
Really?
Maybe $4.
Right? No, it's
Drab,
$10.
Am I in the realm?
I don't know. I just haven't bought tennis balls.
It hasn't gone up that much. Yeah.
Really?
It's basically the same price it was when we were kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not that much.
By the way, you have to play with either Penn or Wilson. If you play with any other ball, you play with
like Slazenger.
No, there are other brands. This is what I'm saying. You got to play with the sillies.
Fresh balls every
time. What's the ATP tour play with?
I don't know.
I'm
with you on the freshies.
All right, boys. We got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.